One of you needs to put on some waders, Muskrat said, and take that winch cable across, wrap it around some willows. If we try this without it, we'll be swept to hell and gone. I wanted to discuss more reasonable options, but Snyder was already pulling on the waders. I walked to the river's edge and dipped a hand in the glacial waters. It was numb before I could pull it out. I wanted to say, no, I'll do it, but I hesitated just long enough to make sure Morgan was already suited up. And that's the kind of guy he is, willing to go for it, willing to take one for the team. And because of that, we made it to our camp and spent one of the most magical weeks in the wilderness either of us will ever have. I tell you this story for two reasons, because Morgan never will, and because you need to know what kind of man is offering you counsel in this book. You see, the plague on the church today is that too many leaders are teaching about too many things they have never really lived. It's all hip theory and sexy ideas that haven't been tested in real life, and it does a lot of harm. We need wisdom. We need guidance. We need to hear from men who have actually walked the ancient paths. As you've noticed, there aren't too many around. Now, let me quickly add, Morgan lives in a typical suburban neighborhood with a wife, two kids, a 9-to-5 job, and trash that needs to be taken to the curb every Tuesday morning. They own a minivan. It's important to reveal this stuff, too, because we need counsel and wisdom that can be lived out in ordinary life. As much as we'd all love to quit our jobs and go find adventure on the high seas, we've got our actual life in front of us. And it's right here that we navigate the pressures, challenges, heartbreaks, and chaos of the world. It can be done. With joy, even. The treasures in this book weave together into a map of the masculine journey, a guide into wholehearted maturity. It is a joy-filled process, liberating, strengthening, and the results are the kind of men God loves to bless, the kind of men he is earnestly looking for. I've known Morgan for more than 20 years. We've seen a lot of wild stuff together. Missions to places like Africa and Australia. Hundreds of counseling sessions with men in some pretty dark places themselves. I can assure you, he has lived all of this deeply, with love and perseverance, before he took it in hand to write this book and offer what he's learned to you. In fact, it took him years to write it because he didn't want to rush. That's the best endorsement I can give. This journey will be well worth your time. John Eldridge, Colorado, 2020.
Uncovering the ancient path to becoming. Midway along the journey of our life, I woke to find myself in a dark wood, for I had wandered off from the straight path. How hard it is to tell what it was like, this wood of wilderness, savage and stubborn. The thought of it brings back all my old fears. A bitter place. Death could scarce be bitterer. But if I would show you the good that came of it, I must talk about things other than the good. Dante, Inferno. More than a decade ago, I found these words painfully true. In a personal wilderness, I awoke, lost, alone, disoriented, and very afraid, in Dante's words, in a bitter place. I had a beautiful wife, two healthy and happy kids, meaningful work, and the beginning of a little nest egg for the future. What more could a man ask for? But when I was finally honest with myself, the steady waves of discouragement and anxiety were undeniable. Looking at my life as an iceberg, the 10% above the waterline looked impressive, but the 90% below told another story. I was not well. I was submerged in pain and confusion. While I had already committed the decade of my 20s to focusing on becoming a more mature and wholehearted man,